There is no one on the planet exactly like me. I am an original. I am authentic. I am one of a kind, alive to offer a unique and special gift. I am an authentic imprint, alive to show the world is a unique representation of God. I am as God created me to be. I am authentic. I am original. I am divine. For this, I am so grateful. And so it is. Let me remember, there was no one else on this earth exactly like me. I am unique expression of the original master. Mistakes are natural occurrences. No one else can do what I have been born to do. I cannot do what someone else was born to do. I am as God created me to be. Welcome, Melanin Teen Therapy, and Happy New Year. That was just a little affirmation from the book that I am reading, One Day My Soul Opened Up. I believe I mentioned it before, but yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it. I just wanted to start with some affirmations. You know, start off positive. What's going on? It's a new year. I am not recording this on the 1st, so I'm recording it like 2 days before the New Year's, but y'all gonna get this on New Year's Day. So yeah, I hope y'all are feeling liberated. I hope y'all are feeling light. I hope the weight of the world is not on y'all's shoulders. I hope y'all are here on the first day of a clean slate. And yeah, so let's get into the episode. As y'all see, there is just 3 emojis. And we're just going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. We're just going to be talking about basically all those emojis, I guess you could say. Hopefully, you know, I hope y'all are doing good. I hope that y'all set good intentions for yourselves. I hope that y'all new chapter or new season, whatever y'all want to call it, I hope that it brings y'all as much joy as it's bringing me. I am truly excited. Like, it's taken me a while to like really process that it's going to be a new chapter for me, because I'm just slick, like, ready to turn the page. You know, it's towards the end of my chapter, actually. Today it's the 30th. I was about the 20th or 20 something. So basically today's the 30th, y'all. And yesterday on the 29th, I was doing stuff on the 29th, you know, it's like 2 a.m. right now. So basically yesterday on the 29th, I was like, you know, I need to, if I really want to be in my bag, I have to literally be in my bag, you feel me? So basically what I started doing is, you know, writing financial literacy notes. And you know, it stalled upon me. Like, I never really understood finances, like money in general. I just knew I get it and I spend it. And my dad always joke, like, well, yeah, you don't know about money. You just get the money and you spend it, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, well, whose fault is that? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not saying it's their fault, but y'all the ones that brought it upon me to just spend the money, or, you know, save the money, but not properly save the money and how to save the money. Things of that nature. So, I'm really just teaching myself how to do that right now. Money, for me, is like I'm not gonna say an addiction, because I don't want it to be an addiction, but it was an addiction. Like, it was definitely an addiction. And I saw it on Instagram, you know, Instagram posts TikToks, and basically the TikTok was saying, my therapist was telling me that I have an addiction to money because of what I was how I was traumatized by my parents with bills and all this other extra stuff. So I was like, damn, maybe I do have an addiction to money. And I'm saying that not because I have the same scenario as her, but majority of my life, I was always told by my parents, well, I don't have the money. Well, I don't money this. Money, like, it's negative. You know, money is negative, but it's wanted, it's desired, right? So I'm not saying it was poverty, but it was definitely a lack of abundance going on. So I'm trying to change that shit for myself. Like, that is definitely one of my goals for myself, to like fully be abundant in everything. Like, not even just money, but money is definitely on the top of my top five, because I don't want to feel uncomfortable about spending money, or uncomfortable about saving money, or just uncomfortable, period, when it comes to finances. I had to learn to just be okay. Like, look, you are spending this money, but you are going to get it back. Like, I always have to tell myself that every time I spend money, because I get so discouraged and I get this little, my ego be creeping in and it be like, yeah, you just spent a lot of money, bro. Like, damn, I'm down bad. Like, you know, I'm not trying to doubt myself no more. We not doing that. So I follow this page on Instagram, The Broke Black Girl, and she just give like hella financial tips, you know, how to save money, when to save money, how to make money, things of that nature, like grown woman shit. And I'm like, damn, I'm really doing a thing. Like, sheesh, we getting there. So yeah. Also, I've been telling a lot of people this, like, I have been thinking about therapy, and not because like of a trend or anything, not because it's out there, but I really want to try therapy because I don't want to be biased of my own problems, and I just want to see what other people's take on how I view things and how I process things. Because I'm not saying I have a problem with emotions, but I do think that when it comes to me feelings, like when it comes to just feelings in general, it's kind of difficult for me to process it. And a lot of what I only can process is just anger, irritability. Like, you know, that's what I know most, and that concerns me because I don't want to just know that. Like, sometimes I can't even determine if I'm really just happy. Like, is my chill a happy, or am I even, like, some days I had to just tell myself this the other day, like, Taylor, you may not feel anything because you're so fucking present with yourself. Like, you're just here. And sometimes that's just enough. And, you know, feelings are important. They are. But it's not always relevant for you to always push yourself to identify your emotions all the fucking time. Okay? You know when you're sad. You know when you're happy. You know when you're mad. You know when you're angry. Like, you know, little things like that. So I have to, that's one of my goals next year for sure, to just really understand that therapy is okay. And I, you know, my friends got their own shit, and it's like, I don't want to be that. Like, you know, friends are to talk to one another, and I don't talk to my friends for real about what I go through and how I go through it, because I just feel like they don't understand, and they don't take the time to fully commit to listen to what I'm actually going through. So I rather pay a professional to do it, honestly. That's just how I feel. But I don't know, is that a bad thing though? Should I get new friends? Should I, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm still learning about that, because it's always been a difficult thing for me to identify who's really my friend and who's really not, because I did understand not too long ago that a lot of people use me, a lot of people use me because I have that comforting energy, and I have, it seems like I have a stable level head, or, you know, I'm just open-minded about a lot of things, and I'm just really cool and fun and all the other extra shit. But am I really, like, do I really have friends? Like, do I? Or do I just have people I hang out with on occasion or something? Like, I don't know, bruh. I don't know. I really don't know anymore. But I do have friends. But some of them is just more like iffy-ish. So I really do hope that it comes up to the surface one way or another, because I do sometimes question my friendships. And that's okay. If you're out there and you question your friendships because you just feel like something's off or whatever the case may be, then definitely look into that. But I hope that whatever you guys are going through this December, that you take initiative that this month, December alone, brought on a lot of lessons, brought on a lot of blessings, brought on a lot of no's, brought out a lot of yeses. It's just a lot going on. It's good to know that when you're morphing into a young adult, that you truly see things for what they are. Point blank, period. Like, I never really saw things for what they're not, and like put this sugar coating on anything or anybody, because at the end of the day, you need to know what it is. You need to know how it makes you feel. You need to know how it pertains to you and your environment. Okay, so next year, definitely take initiative to how people impact your environment. Okay, how people impact or influence or don't listen to your boundaries. Like, we have to get on our shit. You feel me? We definitely have to get on our shit. And that's what 2022 for me is all about, getting on my shit. So make sure y'all definitely make y'all goals. Even if you're just going in 2022 with no goals, or not just goals, just straight faith, and you know what you want, but you don't have it on paper, or, you know, just little things like that. Because some things you can write shit down and it doesn't go how you want it to go. You know what I'm saying? I do definitely recommend, though, setting an intention. Like, what is your intention for the year? Mine is definitely just growing. Like, growing financially, growing in my businesses, growing in my school, growing. I mean, I can't grow. I can't get any taller, so. Growing in my looks, like morphing into this amazing, beautiful black woman. And I was looking at myself the other day. I was like, you bad as fuck. You know that? And I was just hyping myself up. I was like, damn, you really cute as fuck. But of course, you know, morphing into my looks, growing into my looks, like just being 20. And I really want to not focus on working hard and play later. I really want to balance working and playing, because I don't want to work all the whole time in my 20s. I really want to have fun, because 19, I just remember when I turned 19, I really just remember working my ass off, crying. Like, I'm not saying it's a lot of bad things, but it wasn't something to remember. It was more of a, you're knocking at the door waiting for someone to open that bitch, and 20 is me opening that bitch. You feel me? It's one of them type of things. Instead of waiting for someone to open a door, I figured out, oh shit, I can open my own door type thing. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to open my door and see what kind of possibilities, where can I put myself in different environments or different type of different environments for myself. I noticed that I cannot be wasting my time. I cannot be wasting my time on things that is not going to benefit me. That's not going to benefit me in the long run, especially when it comes to my work. Like, I will not work in a place that I know that is not a part of my field or it's not a part of my passion. Because, look, it's just a part of, it's wasting my fucking time. Like, literally, I will not work in a place or work at a place that is wasting my fucking time or at least benefiting me in the long run. So I have some big ass news for y'all. I can't wait when it comes out. Like, oh my gosh, I have some big ass news for y'all. So be on the lookout for some news. I almost said the word, but yeah, like, and I put the two champagne glasses because it is cheers. I'm cheersing to myself. I'm clinking to myself. You feel me? Because I do feel like it's just an amazing energy. And I was looking at my goal sheet today. I had a goal sheet from August to, I want to say when I got back home, till December. And it was like, damn, I didn't hit some points, but I did accomplish more than I expected to, I guess you could say. I accomplished a lot more, and I've checked a lot of stuff off my list. So I feel really good about that. Like, it was so much crazy. So then also, when I was making my little financial thing, I wanted to save a certain amount of money. And I was like, wait a damn minute, I'm already almost there. So that shit made me happy too. So I was like, wow, Taylor, like, you are in your prime. Like, you're like in the fucking water. But yeah, everything is just blooming right now. Like, and I also want to work on just my inner self, because I know for a fact what's done on the inside reflects on the outside. And you know, it's one of them grind seasons, play seasons type thing. Like, 20 is gonna be an amazing year for me, so I'm really excited. We're gonna rock this. 19, I'm gonna be 19 for 2 more months, y'all. So yeah, that's just that. Cheers to that. Clink clink to that. Okay, I wish I had a little sound effect so I could put it right there. But yeah, let's talk about men. Okay, I have my fair share of men, and me and my friends been talking about that. Like, I'm done looking, I'm done putting I'm gonna put myself out there, of course, but I'm done thinking that I'm gonna find my boo this month, I'm gonna find my boo the next month, I'm gonna find my boo. Yeah, like, being desperate over a nigga when I need to really, really put all this energy into myself, when I put a lot of energy into finding someone that ain't even ready, or that's bullshitting themselves, or whatever the case may be. Because I've literally been through the same fucking cycle, and I'm like, okay, obviously this loop that I'm in with men or boys, because y'all are little fucking boys. Well, not all y'all, like, the people I've been dealing with, they're little boys. So the little boys that I was dealing with, I was like, I see myself in you, and now I know what I need to work on. I need to work on a lot of things, actually. I'm not gonna say it, but now that I know that, and like, you know, whatever's done on the inside, it shows it on the outside, that, you know, you attract who you are. Your friends are a reflection of you. Your partner is a reflection of you. So definitely, I've really took initiative of that, and I've definitely took a high-key note of that too, because it's like, damn, so this person did this because I've been doing this on the backside, or this is what my shadow is type shit. And the last person I was dealing with, I was like, damn, that's a part of my shadow. I really need to work on that. So I'm just like, so me and my friend was talking about it, about, you know, just men in general, And he was like, man, we as a women as a whole have to understand that it will come when it's ready. And we need to learn as a woman as a whole again that we always build a relationship with our hearts and our coochies first, other than our mental and our emotional side. Because we, some women that I know, like, being emotional is like being a bitch, or being emotional is just being too much, or being emotional is just being crazy. Like, what? No, you have emotions. You feel what you feel. You are who you are, and you feel the way this, you feel this way because you feel this way, and that shit is fucking normal. It's human. Okay, we all grew up differently, so we're all gonna feel different about this type of opinion or this type of quote-unquote fact, like, you know what I'm saying, things like that. So I had to, me and my friend was talking, and it was just like, we as me and her had to understand that whenever it comes, it comes. Because the more work we do on ourselves, the more of a good person or a good type of quote-unquote, I'm not going to even say that, good man will come into our lives when it's needed. Because now that I think about it, like, yes, I really do want a relationship, but really what I'm craving is affection. I'm not even craving a nigga or a man. I'm not even craving that. I'm not craving a masculine or a feminine energy, because male has either a masculine or a feminine or both energies. I'm not craving a male presence in my way, or in my sight, or in my environment. I'm not doing that. I don't need that, honestly. It's nice, you know. It's nice to have a little buddy, have a little cuddle buddy, a little fuck buddy, a little somebody to talk to. But at the end of the day, what I really want is affection. What I really want is another connection other than myself. But it was like, whenever that time comes, it'll come. Because the more I look, the more it's like going downhill. The more it's going downhill. Like, the more I have put, the more I see potential, the more it goes downhill, the more of a loop it consistently goes in. And right now, I'm just more of, I'm still grieving of my past, of what happened to me anyway. So it's like, damn, I'm attracting motherfuckers that are in their grieving state too, and that are still stuck on their exes or stuck on their past love or whatever the case may be. Because I'm still in a process of understanding what happened for a reason in the past, and it wasn't meant to hurt me or taunt me or put me in a rut or a pause on my life or whatever the case may be. It was more of, girl, this is what happens when you look at yourself for real, and now you need to really, like, you know what I'm saying, attack that shit head on first and deal with it. So I'm like, okay, so yeah, it's more of a working on yourself for real and learning how to have fun. Like I said, I really need to understand how to have fun. But my thing is, I don't like giving my energy to motherfuckers. I don't like energy vampires. I hate that shit. I hate those type of people, because why are you draining all of this energy out of me? But again, it's like, it's one of them things where you have to limit yourself to people, because everybody doesn't need the full-blown you right then and there. But shit, it's like, I can't do nothing but be me, you feel me? I can't do nothing but just be me right then and there. And sometimes it might be a little extra that day. Sometimes it might be just a little dull that day. Like, you get what you get. Don't pitch a motherfucking fit. You feel me? And that's how I feel. So I noticed that some days I'm just fucking boring. Like, okay. Like, so, and then they be like, damn, like, some dudes be like, or so, I'm like, am I boring you? Like, no, I'm just chilling. Like, I don't have, like, you're gonna know if I have interest in you or not. But if we just cool, we just kicking it, then we just fucking kicking it. Like, I'm not finna make it anything what it's gonna be. Like, you gonna definitely know the difference from when we're friends versus when we're not friends. Because I'ma just be a full-blown masculine female, and you're not gonna really like it because you're like, damn, she not even feeling me for real. Like, no, you don't get the privilege like before, or you don't get a girlfriend privilege, or you don't get that girlfriend or lovey-dovey type of energy unless I see some motherfucking effort. You feel me? And a lot of motherfuckers are lacking effort because everybody's scared or everybody don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, well, y'all do that. Okay, y'all go ahead and do what y'all gotta do at the end of the day. But I'm gonna do me. Point blank, period. So, yeah. I advise y'all, you know, if y'all out there looking for a someone or a something or whatever, take your time. Do not rush y'all little fling. Do not rush the process of looking for a fling or a little boo thing or whatever. You know, it's cute, but be real with yourselves. Are you looking for this person in your life because you really want somebody in your life, or is it just affection? Is it my scenario? Because I had to be real myself, like, damn, I don't even want nobody for real. I really just want the affection. I don't, like, it's cool, I can find that affection within myself. But it's cool to have somebody, you feel me? Being attracted to somebody. But I be attracted to myself. I be looking in my mirror. I be like, you're so fine. Like, But yeah, so anyway, be real with yourselves this year. Don't hold nothing back from yourselves. For real, for real. So next, let's talk about the next emoji. Y'all see that emoji, that green glob, that green thing? I'ma just say this, y'all. Believe what y'all want to believe. But at the end of the day, do what you gotta do to protect yourself. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna go into this whole thing about the green glob. So just stay safe, y'all. That's all I can say. They've been putting out a lot of shit. They've been putting out a lot of information, quote unquote facts, non-facts, whatever. They've been putting out a lot. But a lot of countries outside of the United States are really like, like, y'all should look at their news, because it's really, like, it's scary, for real. Because it's like, oh, y'all really breaking in people's homes and invading people's privacy and space over this fucking thing. Like, y'all really putting people in fucking camps over this thing. Y'all really taking people's freedom over this thing. Like, y'all really, wow. That's crazy. So yeah, just be careful out there. If you don't got a plan, make one, because shit's gonna get hectic probably within the next 2 years, or probably next year, or you know, within the next, when 2022 happens, you know, a lot of shit's gonna change. So definitely be prepared for that, y'all. But do what y'all gotta do to protect yourselves. Don't be scared, okay? And the next one is just pertaining to liberation and just being you. And right now I see myself as a fairy. I ain't even gonna lie. I see myself as this fucking magical Tinkerbell, because I've been doing a lot of magical shit with my life within the past year, 2 years. I've been doing a lot of magic within myself, within my environment, and it's really interesting to see how a lot of my magic plays out, literally and metaphorically speaking. So it's just like, knowing that when you understand that, knowing that you have the proper materials, resources, and consciousness of mapping out your life and doing what you're wanting to do because you know you can do it, it's one of them type of things. Like, I can't be more grateful to understand that role, the role that I play in my life, that I am a fucking author. And there was this quote that my friend posted not too long ago, and it says, I have to find it. Oh, it says, "I trust the next chapter because I know the author." That hit so different. Like, it made a lot of weight come off my shoulders, because it was like, what the fuck am I stressing for? What could I possibly be scared of if I know what's gonna happen? Or not even that I know what's gonna happen, but that I know I have full control of what happens in my life. What's not gonna happen, what is gonna happen, what is predicted to happen, what is manifested, everything and more. Okay? And I say this to myself at least every day. I try to. I am made in the image and the likeness of the divine. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. And I always tell myself this as well. I cannot lose. I cannot lose, like, at all. Everything already has my name on it. So if I don't have it right then and there, it's because it's not ready for me yet. It's not in the works of for me to have right now. So I have to be okay with that and move forward. But it has my name on it. You feel me? So it's just one of them things, like knowing that I have the power to wave my wand and boop, there it goes. Or here it's about to come, or it's a seed's finna plant, or the seed is planted. It's one of them things. And I'm very proud of myself for understanding my role. I'm very proud of myself for being focused, determined, hopeful, empowered, having faith, embracing change, all those things. And I look at this every morning, every time I wake up. It says, "You are the gift that keeps on going and giving." I am a fucking gift every day. Okay? I am the present. I am the motherfucking purple or pink or blue gift that's sitting under the Christmas tree. Christmas is every day for me. No, I'm playing with y'all, but no, y'all get what I'm saying. Y'all get what I'm trying to say, y'all. I'm just very blessed. I'm very happy with my results. I'm very happy with what I've done for myself and how I shaped myself. And, you know, another big thing is your girl is gaining weight, y'all. So, when I first started, you know, like, taking meat out of my diet, I was so small. Like, I was at least 112, between 110 and 112. Like, I was really small. But I had that thing on me. If y'all know what that thing is, you know what I'm saying? I had that thing on me, though. I lost a little bit of it, but I still had that thing on me. Long story short, I had to understand, like, you lost all this weight because, one, it was traumatic weight. Two, it was unhealthy weight. Three, it was processed weight. You know, it was just all this, because I gained weight when I didn't realize it, and it caught me off guard, and I did not like that shit. I want to be aware that I'm gaining weight, and now that I am aware that I'm gaining weight, y'all, I was like, ooh, ooh, and it's without me. So F y'all, or F the people that doubted me for not saying, "How you gonna get protein? How you gonna get these? How you gonna gain weight?" Da, 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 da. I am, okay, period. And I'm doing that with just, I'm really slick a pescatarian, because I really only eat
shrimp and salmon. I barely eat fish. Like, in all honesty, I think all fish taste the same if it ain't shrimp and salmon. Like, I do not see the difference in the tasting of fish unless you're just seasoning differently. But if it ain't shrimp and salmon, that's really all I'm eating. But I don't eat that every day. And I really don't eat meat every day. And I barely eat dairy, too. If it's dairy, it's more of a butter. It's butter and cheese. I do eat a lot of cheese. I ain't gonna even sit here and cap. But I don't eat it every day like I used to. And, you know, so I have been accomplishing my goals little by little. I put it out there. So we're just trying to really, I want to be at least 140, 145 type deal. You feel me? Oh my God, that weight would look so fucking good on me. Yeah, at least 140, 145. And, you know, with no meat, all healthy gains. Well, no chicken, no beef, no pork type shit. Okay. So yeah, it's just one of them, like, oh, I'm consciously gaining. I don't know how much I weigh, but I see it. I see it on my face. I see it in my thigh. I see it in my arms, and I see it in my legs, in my stomach. So I'm just very blessed to know that I'm doing what I said I was gonna do, and I'm proving people wrong. Like, yeah, it's called beans, bitch. That's where I get my protein. I get my shit from beans, and there's protein powder that I put in my smoothies every chance I get. And there's maca root. Maca root is an appetite enhancer. Also, you know, it makes you gain weight, and it relieves stress, and it relieves certain bacteria is within our body. So, and it's like a good ass health enhancer. So yeah, we're just doing a damn thing. I remember talking to my friend not too long ago. Well, this is probably like a year ago when I was like transitioning, and she was like, so, you know, she was like, you know, you're gonna have to like change all your products into like natural products too if you're gonna be vegan. And I was like, yeah, that's just gonna be mad expensive, but I'm pretty sure I can do it. Child, when I tell you, everything on my body that goes in my body is natural. Like, I don't have nothing that is unnatural in my sight when it comes to my face products, my hygiene products, my moisture products. Really, my clothes is the only thing, in my shoes and shit, but I'm not really worried about that. Like, that's just too much for me right now. I'm just gonna worry about what I put on my body when it comes to the moisture. I use coconut oil. Coconut oil is a good ass. Oh, it's amazing. Like, of course, natural coconut oil to moisture my body. And it's helped with my eczema, along with black seed oil. And y'all can take that as like a tonic, or you take a shot of black seed oil every day, 2 times a day. And it helps with immune system. It helps with getting you need bad and good bacteria in our body, but the ones that's not really needed. It helps with hair growth. It helps with the eczema that I got going on. It helps with skin softening. It helps with a lot of shit, I tell you that. Then, of course, what else do I like? The spirulina. I hope I'm saying that right. Of course, that is the herbal health enhancer. It's like a green supplement. Like, if you haven't ate any vegetables, it's like another type of chlorophyll, basically. I do want to add chlorophyll to my list one of these days, but I'm gonna wait on that. But ever since I've been using a lot of natural products and just doing a lot of yoga, breathing meditations, all that.
Is it stretch marks?
Y'all, I just found new stretch marks on my body. Wow. Okay. That was not there before. So, anyway. Yeah, ever since I've been doing that, you know, eating more raw foods, and not, like, I don't eat processed foods. Like, when it comes to fast food, like, I ate Domino's today, so, you know, pizza, my job, Peace Love Pizza, that's raw food right there. Like, they shit is mad authentic. It's really good. It tastes fresh. Like, this shit is fresh as fuck. But other than that, like, I don't eat processed foods. Like, you will not see me eating a McDonald's burger. You will not see me eating a Wendy's Wendy's McNugget. I'm weak. Wendy's nuggets. Like, I try to not eat processed foods as much as possible. And it makes me feel fucking good. It makes me feel amazing. It makes me feel like I got a lot to live for. And once you don't eat a lot of processed foods, your mental changes. Like, you think clearly. And I also use ginkgo tonic. It is brain support, because when I get old, I want to remember all that I can. I don't want to have amnesia. I don't want to have no brain issues when I get older. So I'm definitely doing that now. So it's like, you know, I'm doing it now. I'm 20, because I know in the long run it's going to benefit me. It's definitely going to benefit me. But now I just got to add the physical into my routine, like doing a lot of stretches. Because in October, I was hit with some very, very difficult news. And it took me off, like, it really flipped it flipped my whole life over. I'm gonna just say that. And I wasn't myself for a minute. Like, I didn't know who I was for a minute. I didn't know a lot of shit. So I'm just really trying to put that back, because before October, damn, that shit, it changed a lot for me. But before October, I was doing yoga 4 times a week, goddamn. I was exercising 3 times a week. Like, I was on that shit. I was active. I was doing what I was supposed to do. But after October, like, that shit went downhill. So, and my health punched me in the face a couple of times. So it was just like, okay, I understand. But I was, like, in a financial rut, so I had to make a couple sacrifices. And if you're out there and you feel like you have to make some sacrifices in order for you to get what you want, then I don't see why not. Listen to your intuition. And I had to learn that on my own. And actually, a lot of decisions that I was pondering on, it was made for me in the long run. Like, I didn't get the chance to make the decision because my intuition already made it for me. I was like, oh, look, bitch, you know what you need to do, so I'm finna do it for you type thing. It was one of those type things. And sometimes we have those type of days where it's just like, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like doing this or feeling this way or whatever the case may be. And it's okay, but we can't shut the world out for long. You know, we have to face our fears one of these days. We have to face our insecurities one of these days. And we have to face the quote-unquote good and the bad. We have to do it, because it's what make us grow. It's going to make us grow. It's going to help us push us to be our most authentic selves. And what I was reading is about authenticity. I can't fucking talk. Authenticity. I hope I said that right. So once I understood that I can only be me, learning to only be me and do it the most authentic way is like crazy. And I was writing about my businesses yesterday and today. Well, yesterday and 2 days ago. and it asked, oh shit, now that I'm getting sleepy, and it asked me, you know, what was the process of making this business? And it was like, you know, being a psychic reader is not for the fucking weak, because everybody's gonna come at you. And you know what's the craziest part is? My family came at me the most. I think that was the most craziest thing. Like, I thought that y'all said whatever I do, y'all gonna be on board. And it's not like they're not on board with it, because y'all can't stop me for doing what I'm gonna do regardless. I already set my mind to doing it, so I'm gonna do it. But I didn't get that much support because y'all didn't like it, or it wasn't to y'all original routine, or whatever the case may be. And it was just like interesting coming from a Jehovah's Witness and a Christian family. It shows me how much religion pauses, and you know, it doesn't really get them out of the outer box thinking. Well, maybe they do, but it's still like a limit thinking type deal. And you know, telling people, oh yeah, well, I'm a psychic reader, they'd be like, oh really, why? What made you want to do that? And it's like, it's not what made me want to do it, it's something that I love to do. I love helping people. I've always loved helping people ever since I was a little girl, bruh. I've always loved helping people, and I've always like giving people advice, okay? And then after a while, I learned that I had a lot of wisdom for my age. And basically, long story short, I jumped in head over heels for my passion. So if you're that type of person looking for a go start for your passion, this is it. Live your purpose freely, live your purpose authentically, live your purpose because this is your life. And I really do hope that you've had an amazing 2021. If you did not have an amazing 2021, think of the reasons why. Why did you not have a good 2021, and what can make it better for this new chapter or season, whatever the case may be. Always remember that New Year's does not have to be started on the first. That shit can start whenever you feel like it. I want to make a little thing for y'all. Like, what's it called? Like a challenge for y'all. Make your own calendar. I definitely want to do it. Make your own type of calendar, y'all. Put in days. Like, Christmas doesn't have to be December 25th for y'all. For everybody, the whole fucking world. December 25th could be a self-care day for y'all. A chill day. You know, make your own calendar. And it's definitely something I want to do. It's definitely something that I want to definitely create for myself. Give myself my own little... So yeah, that's my challenge for y'all next year. Make your own calendar and see how it goes. Alright, so happy New Year's. Congratulations on making it to the 222. We are here to see it. And you guys have a good rest of your night, day, or evening. What's up, y'all? We're back with another episode of Melanin Teen Therapy. I'm just making another segment because I felt like, you know, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough on the first episode. It was late. I had some more things to talk about, and I knew I had more things to talk about, but you know, I had to say what I had to say at that time. So it's December 31st, the last Friday of 2021.
And we're gonna start our New Year's on a fucking Saturday. What? Turn the fuck up. I can't say so because I have work. But we're gonna make the most out of it. I'm gonna turn the fuck up when I get off of work. And I hope y'all get to turn the fuck up too. It is 2:21 in the afternoon. And I woke up feeling blessed. I woke up feeling grateful. I woke up feeling like nothing can fucking stop me. I woke up feeling liberated. And I hope that y'all are feeling the same. I hope that y'all are feeling the same and more, actually. If not, then I love you. Okay? So, let's get into what I'm finna fucking talk about. Because I was making my last little post on my spam about what I went through from January to now. And I know I missed some stuff, but thinking about it, January was like fucking, oh my gosh. January was, it wasn't bad, but it was definitely in the middle. I went through a lot. I went from not knowing who I was to who I am now. I went from not locked to having locks. I went from not being confident in my skin to being confident. I went from having panic attacks every night to learning how to meditate and calm myself down. I went from crying every night to knowing that rainy days do not last forever. I went from being in a hospital to being a healthy ass motherfucker. I went from being broke, not having a fucking dime, being scammed at a job, from having a job and I mean, I'm not wealthy, but I'm damn sure secure. I went from not having a psychic business to being wanting to be in a psychic to being a psychic. I went from all of these things to being that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's truly a blessing to really look at my timeline from this year. Because I went from, you know, 18 to 19 in the middle of the year or in the beginning of the year. In 18, being 18, bro, it was weird. I thought it was fun, but it was I had a mask on at 18. So 19, I was learning to peel that mask off or take that mask off. And it fucking hurt. Like, it was one of them black peeling masks. Type shits, like, you know, the clearing pores type of mask. That's what it was. It was one of them type of mask. And I finally learned how to rip it off without hurting. Even in the process of ripping my mask off, it did hurt. So when learning that I can take this mask off very gently, one step at a time, one day at a time, I learned that, you know, life is what you make it, and life is always going to be a journey and with full of obstacles, good and bad, quote unquote. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, you know, we're going to have rainy days. But rainy days do not last forever. We're going to have a cloudy day. Cloudy days do not last forever. There's always going to be sun. There's always going to be light. There's always going to be a reflection of some sort, okay? And I just want to tell y'all that if you feel like you don't, you know, you're scared of what's going to happen in 2022, fear just brings down the vibration. Fear brings your self-esteem down. Fear brings your emotional intelligence down. Fear brings in no focus. There's no focus when there's fear. There's no power when there's fear. There's only just fear. Okay, so being fearful of what's to come for you, know that you make your reality. You are the author of your story. You are the author of 2022, of your 2022. You make shit happen. Nobody else makes shit happen for you. I mean, if you have somebody that makes shit happen for you, then so be it. I mean, I'm not knocking that. But if you are that author of your book, then you know what the fuck is finna happen. You just gotta plan it and map it out. You have to put forth the effort to knowing that, okay, you know, I don't know what's to come. And sometimes when you have that goal list, you may not be able to check everything off that list. But you also notice, well, shit, I've done this. This wasn't even on my goal list, but I've done this. I've checked this off of my imaginary list. That shit already had my name on it. You feel me? So definitely take the time. If you did do a December reading with me, check off what you did and did not do. And look at it from a standpoint of blessings and not, damn, I didn't do this. Or despair, or some type of guilt, or some type of sadness, low vibrational energy. We don't need none of that. We not doing no low vibrational energy around this bitch. We are bringing in high energy, good energy. We are bringing in love. We are bringing in faith. We are bringing in empowerment. We are determined to make our 2022 the best year that we can fucking make it. And you know, there are going to be some blockages and some walls in front of it due to some greediness going on, due to some certain other type of powers that there is. But at the end of the day, you still have power. Don't let these motherfuckers out here, if you know what I'm talking about, don't let these motherfuckers out here stop you from doing what you wanted to do or do what you want to do, because, you know, they always going to be up there. They are the elites. Okay. The elites are always going to be the elites at the end of the day, but you need to be elite in your own story. Okay. Shit. I'm just feeling like, you know, this shit's crazy. My friend, she was like, she texted me yesterday. She texted a group chat. She was like, y'all, I can't go to such and such because they put a mandate on the jab cards saying if you don't have that card, you can't come in the state. I'm like, what the fuck? Girl, go up there. Like, that shit made me feel some type of way. Do y'all understand? They're really telling us what we can, well, they always been telling us what we can and cannot do, but they're telling y'all can't come in a state because of a fucking piece of paper. They already been doing that shit, and I think that's so crazy to me how y'all been preaching the land of the free. It ain't free with y'all telling us we can't do something because of a piece of paper. That ain't free. Do what the fuck y'all want to do at the end of the day. Just make sure y'all not really breaking any laws. That's all I say. I ain't even tell. So I told her, I was like, yo, just go ahead and go. It's still an experience to see what it's like to go up there with no card. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody wants that jab. Not everybody wants to participate in that. So why are they making it seem like it is the most best thing in the world for you to do when people out here with the jab still getting COVID? They're talking about some, well, you're putting the virus inside you. That shit happened when the influenza came out. When you get the flu shot and then you get the flu right after. You know what I'm saying? Of course you're going to get COVID when you're putting the virus inside you. They're probably going to flag me for this episode because I said, you know, all of that shit. But I'm going to say what the fuck I got to say. Anyway. 2022 for sure. I'm definitely making like my biggest goal for right now is what I'm working on is financial, because I noticed like I like money, so why not master in something that I like? Why not take the time to actually learn something about something that I like? So I'm definitely taking the time out of my year to do some classes about money. Classes about taxes, classes about accountant stuff, like budgeting, things of that nature, because I don't want to be in my 20s, 30s, 40s, or in my years and not knowing about money, still struggling because I didn't have the proper resources. Ain't none of that gonna happen no more. We're definitely moving into being a 20-year-old smart financial person. Okay, that's one of my goals. And I never thought that I would be doing this when I was like 16 or 17. Shit, even last year, I never thought that I'd be taking the time out of my day to learn about money. Because all I know is just to spend it and get it, right? Everybody knows you get it, you spend it, and you try to save it. You try as hard. You try as hard as possible to save it. But,
if you take, you know, I think it's crazy because, there was this episode on Moms, it's a show, or whatever, and it was about this, her daughter having a gambling problem. And I'm like, huh. Now, me being me, I always look at shit with the broader perspective, like there's a bigger picture. Don't we all gamble? Like, to be real? Like, okay, let's put it out there. For an example, I get some money from working or from my business, right? And you spend it, so you're in, I guess they would call it investing, but you would spend it hoping that in the future, in the long run, you're going to get more because you spent this certain amount of money. And if you don't, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. So I was like, And it's also like gambling. Gambling is like is like life. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. But what is certain, what is your type of winning and what is your type of losing? In the gambling room, like playing poker, you lose because you lost because of this certain deck or whatever, however the game go, right? And you didn't win money back, you lost all your money. But thinking about it, when you win because you win because of this certain deck, you beat this other deck, and you got more stuff out of it. You're in abundance of other things because they bet this certain type of jewelry or bet money, right? So isn't gambling like life, or isn't gambling like money? If you really think about it, I just want y'all to sit with that real quick. And I just thought about this like just now. But at the end of the day though, whether we gamble with life or with money, be smart. Be your type of smart. Be your type of intelligence. Move through 2022. If you're either 20, 23, 24, shit, even 18, 17, however old you are listening to this, or even older. Move with a plan. Even if the plan may not work, move with the plan. Move with some goals. Do what you gotta do so you don't feel like you're losing. So you feel like you're always winning. Even when you didn't win. Technically, quote unquote, win. Okay? I love y'all. And I hope that y'all have an amazing 2021. I hope y'all had a reflective 2021. Something y'all can look back on and be like, okay, I know what I did there, and I can do this differently, and I can shake it or shift it, morph it into something different, bloom it into something beautiful, plant seeds, talk to a friend, love on a friend, talk to a family member, love on a family member, talk to yourself, love on yourself. Be who you are, because all you can be is you. And y'all have a good rest of your Friday. And y'all have a good rest of your Saturday, too. If you're going to drink, drink responsibly. If you're going to drive, drive carefully out there. People do not know how to drive. Okay, be safe out there. Wear your seat belts. And keep your strap on you, licensed and registered. Okay. Keep some pepper spray. Keep a taser on you. Please be safe out there. People are, the predators are out. The crazies are out. The wrongdoings are out. They feel like they can't nothing stop their ass. But 12 is out there. Okay.
So please be responsible, have some accountability, and have a safe rest of your 2021.